Hey, hey, and welcome to the Unbothered Bliss 62 podcast. Hi, I'm Jeannie, your host, and I'm very connected, but somewhat disconnected to the topic of discussion for the day. But I feel hopeful in sharing some ideas that will resonate with you. So relax and vibe with me for a minute in this moment in time as we journey through, you know, the topic of discussion, because truly it's about balancing our lives. So get your tea, your water, coffee, kombucha, or just bring you to the conversation. So the topic of today is lessons learned even from the mouth of babes. Did you get the message? I want to start by saying, you know, in life we talk to people, we connect with something in some way, in our dialogue, like a takeaway, or go away with some perception from that conversation, right? We might even get a message that carries with us, that supports us in some way in our journey, you know, as we navigate through our daily lives. I know I can remember, like, and I'm sure you can as well, just on many occasions, just having conversations and talking to someone and leaving that conversation with some notion or afterthought that allowed you to reflect and say, well, you know, that conversation was interesting, or he or she must really not understand my point, or I hope I didn't come across like rude or disrespectful or biased in some way, because truly that wasn't, you know, my intention and the message I was trying to get across. So in saying that, you know, messages we may receive but may ignore, or just not fully get it because we bring our own experiences, right, that are factored in. So I can't help but think, like, what that can mean for just life in general when we do ignore or perceive a message based on perceptions that may be wrong or misinterpreted. But just know, and I know you all know, that messages, positive or negative, affect decisions we make, right, or take. So this example, I'm hoping, you know, maybe general, or looked at as a front load for a more deeper conversation for us in the future. So I'd like to talk about those messages, and just feel free to engage, comment, or just listen. Again, there's no pressure, but if something resonates with you, send a comment, okay? So again, as I said before, our senses provide us with so many messages, input, info, knowledge about the world or our journey that we may or may not pay attention to based on what we bring to the table, right? But just know that nothing is by chance, you know, because God has an interesting way, sometimes funny way, of getting our attention to whatever he needs us to focus on. But the question is, for me, it's like, how do we focus our attention on those messages that help guide us in the right way on our journey? And are we paying attention, like really with intention, to receive those messages? You know, I love storytelling. That's the teacher in me. And I'm reminded of this old sitcom. You know, I love old sitcoms. As a child, I loved them, and I still do. Those sitcoms were like learning experiences for me. And they were a way for me to like escape into a reality that was nowhere near my own, but wanted it to be in some kind of fantastical way. You understand, right? You understand. So, you know, just taking in and understanding, it was like taking in and understanding like a lifestyle that I didn't own. And it was something that I really got from the Andy Griffith Show. I know I'm dating myself a bit, but it's cool. In a particular episode that I want to share is when the character Opie had just befriended a boy he had gone to camp with over the summer, and whose family just happened to be wealthy. It was a wealthy family in town. Everyone in town knew about this wealthy family. And it came to pass in a very short time that Opie had lunch at his new friend's house. So one day, you know, he was dropped off. But this time when Aunt B, the character Aunt B, went to pick him up, decided to go in, right? To, you know, after the lunch was over, she decided to go in to pick him up. So Opie soon wanted to invite the one friend over for lunch at his home. But when Aunt B, seeing the maid upon entering and all the luxury, you know, she agreed with hesitation, but she's like, oh, what am I going to serve? You know, I know she had all these thoughts in her head. Like, how can I match all of this? You know, I'm sure. So this particular day, you know, she had the lunch, but the character Andy, the town sheriff, just happened to come home for lunch that day. And what did he see? He saw Aunt B serving like this extravagant lunch, something that you would do in a fancy dinner with guests. You know, she had the nice silverware out. She had like shrimp and duck, and there was some other like things that you just normally wouldn't see for lunch. So taken aback by her putting on airs, Andy expressed just being themselves. Like, what are you doing? You don't have to do this, you know? However, the twist was, it came to pass where Andy was invited to Opie's new friend's house. You know, there was this dad's get together at the wealthy family's home. And Opie and the boy, they were hanging out. They were in the pool or whatever. But it turned out that Andy, too, was putting on airs. You know, he bought a new suit. He was greeted upon entering by the maid at the door. He, too, saw all the luxury, the fancy furniture, chandeliers, whatever. But the dads, when he entered the room where all the dads were, everyone was in casual clothes, casually talking about fishing, golf, country club, whatever, just hanging out. So just when Andy began feeling like so defeated, a little, you know, intimidated, I don't know if that's the word we can use here, but it wasn't the expectation, right, if you will. Obi rushes in and says, "Paul, this has been just the best day of my life." And Andy said, "Oh, like, you know, explain that." Opie then said with joy, "Yeah, Pa, I took your advice about being yourself. You know, it's way easier than being something you're not." What a message from the mouth of babes. There's a big takeaway for me and a big message for me. And I paid attention. One message that I got, and there were many messages, but one message that I got was just loving who you are, being who you truly are, allows you to just show up as your best self, the best version of yourself. Just being comfortable, right, in your own skin. You know, and as that phrase says, that you've seen, I'm sure, many times, like, be yourself, everyone else is taken. I thought about that as well. So it's like when we show up as our true, authentic selves, people notice. People will admire you for that. And they may even be inspired, right, to be their true, authentic selves, right? Just as the character Opie was, just being himself. So paying attention to the messages, and they can come from anyone and anywhere, right? They keep us grounded and becoming. And when we receive those messages with an open mind and heart, they truly keep us grounded. So I just want to say that. And I want to also touch on the disconnected part. But there were messages in this as well. I've been watching podcasts because, you know, I'm a newbie. And social media, things like YouTube, and I'm surrounded by just total chaos as far as the state of our democracy here in the United States. And I know a lot of us are, you know, as it relates to the Trump regime, as I've heard it called, or his authoritarian dictatorship type of style of government. But whatever floats your boat. And in some instances, I just feel so bombarded with chaos. And I want to use the word evil actions here, because they really, truly do harm to us as Americans, and, you know, just how we function in our daily lives. And I just think, like, how can this system of government be so cruel, you know? And, well, we know. I don't know. We're learning. I'll put it that we're learning this new system of government and how cruel it is. But these are facts, okay? We have a convicted felon in office selling merch for self-profit. Scams are just rampant. Pathological liars are just on the loose in these government positions that are supposed to protect us, not exploit us, right? Abuse I can go on and on. Stereotypes, hatred, you know, the fear behind all of that. But again, these are facts. There's truth. And I wonder, you know, just what happened to our decency? What happened to the respect? This government or regime's agenda is just riddled with greed. Now, I know I'm not keen or educated on politics as I need to be or should be, but I know the state of our government is wrong. And I also want to add, I may not even know like the inner workings of our nation as we connect to other nations globally, for that matter. But I do know that each one of us can grow an understanding in the best way with love, right? And kindness and just being human. You know, we can all grow. There's enough on this planet for all of us to live like life with joy. So, you know, I think about the messages as I say this, like saying like, hey, life can be good. Just keep moving, keep evolving. Life every day, just living life every day as your authentic self and being present in the moment. Not in greed or envy, but it's hard, y'all. It's getting hard. I know this way of thinking, I don't know if it's naive or my way of thinking is off because of where we are in government. I don't think so. I really don't think so. Life is meant to be lived with joy and freedom and pursuing happiness. You know, that sounds familiar. It's like the older I get, the more I see life in terms of this, or these concepts. But I'm going to wrap up here because I want to leave this for like a deeper conversation in another episode. So here's the message for me. Let me just go back. We are more connected no matter the culture, race, ethnicity. You know, we are all a part of the human race, right? And it's not idealistic. That's just who we are as a people, being human. But maybe our country will never see, you know, what life can really be like or what it's meant to be if we don't really see what connects us, those similarities, rather than what could possibly divide us. You know, lessons learned from the mouth of babes. I guess I could be that babe, but I'm hopeful. Until next time, y'all, always in love, peace, and strength. Later.